Greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Anyhow. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Bonjourno. Sawadee karap. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical, Vivisection Prison, Kilitary Industrial Corporation, in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And while we solemnly commemorate yet another anniversary of endless meat-eater wars, and that this one is costing $3 trillion, we in the media, by FCC regulation, are required to turn our attention now to Elliot Spitzer. Yes, indeed. Why, just a few days ago, I doubt that even 10% of the audience of this show could have named the governor of New York, and probably even the audience listening on our New York affiliate, WWRL 1600, huh? Come on, admit it. You thought, who is the governor of New York? What somebody said, Pataki, I'm sure, and somebody was thinking, is it Mario Cuomo? Okay, who said Nelson Rockefeller? Who said it? That's the case of mad cow disease. The one case of mad cow disease, huh? No, seriously. How dare Elliot Spitzer be a heterosexual male politician and acting upon it, huh? And, then comes all the hypocritical moral outrage. Out come all the PR people for the Republicon Nazi and all party. All the Republicons outraged. I think their outrage seems to be that someone would actually have sex with someone who's over the age of 12. This outrage over heterosexuality, I mean, well, wasn't it George W. Bush in 2004 jumping up and down with glee, shrieking, "I have a mandate! I have a mandate!" And did Elliot Spitzer do anything different from what George W. Bush has been doing to this country for the past 8 years? Seems like 80 years, doesn't it? Anyway, Elliot Spitzer, his private consenting activity gets shrieks for impeachment, impeachment. Destroying this country? No, that's no reason for impeachment. That's not on the table. Not in the eyes of Pelosi. What party is she in again? You wait and see. It'll be a McCain-Pelosi ticket. You'll see. That's what's coming up for us, huh? Nothing in her eyes merits impeachment, huh? Not torture, not spying on U.S. citizens, not even allowing sick ground-up animals to be served to school children. No. As long as it's violence here, it's okay. Sex? No. But actually, if Elliot Spitzer would have bombed the brothel afterward, hey, he'd be elected president someday, I'm telling you. So.
Oh, new one. I know. And you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Anyway, thanks for the distraction, Elliot. We really didn't want to think about an illegal war costing $3 trillion anyway, and that Halliburton supplied water to the troops that was hazardous to their health, and the public water here, our water is laden with pharmaceutical kills at the, drugs taken to combat meat eaters' diseases. Look how drugged the animals are whom people eat. Also, full of antibiotics, just kept barely alive to suffer their sick and miserable lives. Yes, that's how drugged they are. And that's what we feed school kids, huh? And then we wonder why they show up in the cafeteria with an Uzi one day, huh? Isn't it just mad? As mad as a cow can get, that we feed on violence as we commemorate the fifth anniversary of the start of the meat eater George W. Bush's endless war as he passes the unelected presidential pitchfork to the next warmongering meat-eating dictator, this one promising us 100 years of war as he joyfully sings bomb, 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 Iran. And these are the kind of people upon whom we depend to give us a safe food supply, huh? You know, when the basic ingredient of that food supply, ground up, tortured, murdered animals, isn't really food at all, huh? And as we march against the war in Iraq, let's not forget, more Americans will die from meat and dairy consumption this year than from all wars combined. More Americans will die from meat and dairy-related food poisonings this year than all Americans who have died in the war in Iraq, Nam. And if you maybe saw the Dateline episode, I guess it's a couple of years back now, on meat and dairy food poisonings associated with meat and dairy. Dateline said there are about 70 million of them in this country per year. I mean, that's the kind of biological terror Bin Laden only dreams of deploying to the United States. And, you know, Al-Qaeda with its minuscule budget, that budget is best placed, you know, helping to pay for more advertising for McDevils and Murder King and Wendy's and Kills Jr. You know, on the fifth anniversary of this endless war on terrorism, you know, the new Bin Laden video has been released, Bin Laden Gone Wild, and its message has been translated again. It's Americans, keep eating what you're eating. Americans, keep eating what you're eating. You know, we worry about sealing the borders. How about, you know, first gluing the doors shut of your nearest slashed food restaurant, huh? Serving you the violently beheaded on a platter, huh? Wouldn't that be a good idea, huh? How about an end to the state-sponsored terrorism known as the student lunch program, huh? Yes, terrorist cells have infiltrated the school cafeteria. And the weapons of mass destruction, they're hidden. They're hidden, all right. Look in the bun. That's where they're hidden. Yeah, it's okay to have an endless war against innocent animals, you know, and where for them every day is 9/11, every factory farm is Guantanamo or Auschwitz. But it's all right because after we torture them, we eat them. And speaking of state-sponsored terrorism, I really do think we should consider closing the border, really. The border to our north. Yes, not only is Mad Canada just an apparent breeding ground for mad cows, this time of year, Canada shows itself to be a nation gone mad. Yes, this time of year, Canada is a little concerned over its public relations problem. You know, burly men slamming an axe into a little newborn baby. Yes, it's time for they call it a seal hunt. Little babies lying on the ice. Not too hard to find them if you're hunting for them, huh? So anyway, we'll talk about the Canadian seal hunt coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And also, we have Gene Bauer, the rescuer, formerly known as Boust, and he has a new book. And also, Farm Sanctuary has been involved with the Downer campaign, for about 20 years, so we can talk to Gene about what's going on there. Please go to the website. It's goveganradio.com. I really need your support. Believe it or not, we have to pay for airtime. It's strange that I used to get paid for being in radio. Now I pay the very companies who have consolidated and elbowed me out of the business. I have to pay them for airtime on behalf of the animals. So I need your support. You can make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. You can also help out by buying the bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals. It's available at goveganradio.com. Again, that's not a political endorsement. It's merely a dietary suggestion. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And coming up, we have Gene Bauer on today's program. Don't have a cow. That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Bay Area locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. Veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I ask that you support this program. You know, we have to pay for the airtime, believe it or not, so the animals can have a voice on radio. We're in New York City and Miami. We're in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Seattle carrying the podcast now. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The website's goveganradio.com. You can make a tax-deductible donation right there. If we weren't on right now, you know, there'd probably be a commercial for McDevils, but instead you hear that more than 150 school districts around the country have pulled beef from their cafeteria lines after this big recall of 143 million pounds of beef. The New York public school system pulled all hamburgers. I mean, this is, I have to pinch myself. It's like I'm dreaming, and I'm a graduate of the New York City public school system, PS 152 Manhattan. And had I been there, I would have eaten the beef that was unfit for human consumption, as I would consider all beef to be. And we have somebody with a lot of experience related to factory farming and farm animal sanctuaries and downer cows. And it is an honor today to have Gene Bauer, our guest on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary. And he's celebrating the release of his new book. It's Farm Sanctuary, Changing Hearts and Minds About Animals and Food. Welcome, Gene Bauer, to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Great to be with you, Bob.
Terrific to have you here. Gene, what got you started in this interest in caring about animals who are to become food? Where did your interest begin?
Well, I grew up in the Hollywood Hills, and my interest in animals began when I saw wildlife areas being displaced with the houses getting bigger, oak trees being cut down, and animals having fewer and fewer places to go. And one of my early memories was of a deer who was injured in a neighbor's backyard. So I've always had a sensitive spot for animals. And through high school and college, I started learning more about various causes and found out, you know, all of the consequences of a meat-based animal agriculture industry. And it was something that was not receiving a lot of attention in the 1980s. So in 1986, we founded Farm Sanctuary to take this issue on, to document conditions, to go into the factory farms, to take pictures and expose what's happening, and then to advocate for changes and to encourage people to consider vegan lifestyles. There are many things that are outside of our control that we feel sometimes helpless to do much about, but each of us every day can make a choice about what we eat. And by eating a vegan diet and by shopping at farmers markets and supporting community-supported agriculture programs and similar types of food production systems, we are making a statement against cruelty and for a compassionate, sustainable future.
And Gene, with Farm Sanctuary, you've had a campaign related to downer animals for, it's almost two decades now, and we're just really hearing about them from an undercover investigation and congressional panels. What's been your experience with that?
Well, you know, as you say, we've been working on this since 1986. In fact, the first animal rescued by Farm Sanctuary was a downed sheep who had been left on a pile of dead animals behind a stockyard. Her name is Hilda, and she lived with us for over 10 years after we rescued her. But, you know, I have visited slaughterhouses and stockyards across the country, videotaping and taking pictures of downed animals. In fact, I was at the Hallmark slaughterhouse in the early 1990s documenting the inhumane treatment of downed cows there, and I brought that to the attention of the local SPCA and the USDA at the time, and they said everything would be taken care of, don't worry about it. And, of course, problems continued, as we all saw in the most recent video.
So, yet Hallmark was named Supplier of the Year. That's the exemplary meat processor, apparently.
That's ironic as heck, but yes, that is the case.
And that's the good one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it shows just how little is known about these places. And, you know, I think the USDA over the years has taken a don't look, don't find approach. And so they were not looking for downed animals and for violations at that particular slaughterhouse, and they didn't find them. And it took an undercover investigation coming in to do it. And unfortunately, I'm afraid to say that this is probably much more common than the USDA wants us to believe. In fact, I've talked to people in the industry, and what they said is that what is unique about this is not that it was happening, but that it was videotaped and was exposed.
We never do see what goes on in a slaughterhouse. I suppose there would be many more vegans in the world if we did see what exactly goes on. And what does go on? You've seen it all.
Well, I mean, slaughterhouses are very violent places. The animals are seen as nothing but commodities. The workers, you know, are engaged in, you know, cutting animal throats, you know, day after day, hour after hour. It is a desensitizing, violent workplace. Bad for the animals, and it's also bad for the workers. And, you know, everybody who buys meat is unwittingly supporting this violence and this cruelty and this unnecessary slaughter.
It's a cutthroat business. You know, I had people say to me that, well, it's a slaughterhouse. What do you expect the animals to be treated kindly? You know, I mean, it's not a retirement home for them. But there are health implications with downer animals, more so than we look at this as just a cruelty issue, right?
That's right. Downed animals are more likely to have mad cow disease, and the downed animals are also more likely to have other diseases and bacterial contamination. But amazingly, the USDA explicitly allows diseased animals into the food supply. We petitioned them back in the late 1990s, urging that they prevent diseased animals and downed animals from going into the food supply, and they responded saying that it's okay for diseased animals to be used for food. And then we did a Freedom of Information Act request and got USDA records showing that animals with a variety of different diseases, like hepatitis and leukemia virus and gangrene, among others, were being approved for human food. So that's a whole other area. These are diseased, sick animals, and they're routinely going into the food supply.
And we are talking to Gene Bauer. He's president and co-founder of Farm Sanctuary. Farm Sanctuary is on the East Coast in Watkins Glen, New York, and also in California, in Orland, California. And you can visit. You have a lot going on at Farm Sanctuary all the time.
That's right, we do. We have overnight cabins where people can come and stay on the farm and spend a night there and wake up to crowing roosters and happy animals and enjoying their lives. And we also have events. We have a hoedown in California in early May, on May 3rd, and we also have our hoedown in Watkins Glen, New York, on the first weekend of August. So people are welcome to visit, and we encourage people to visit.
And see the animals who were rescued, who you see that your food was someone. You know, your food isn't something. Your food is someone. We're talking to Gene Bauer, and people should know, you know, maybe they think that I'm... you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. As an animal rights host, people might know you as Bauston, but your name now is Bauer, and that means farmer, I guess?
That is right. That's my original family name, and it means farmer in German. Absolutely.
Ah, okay. And your book, Farm Sanctuary, Changing Hearts and Minds About Animals and Food. Tell us about that.
Yes, that book talks about 20 years on the front lines of challenging the factory farming system and trying to create change. I also include some positive stories about rescued animals that live at Farm Sanctuary. So it's a hopeful book, although there is also a good dose of reality in it. And there's a lot of, I think, very valuable information about our food industry and what happens on farms.
And Alicia Silverstone said of the book, some of the stories Gene Bauer tells will break your heart and others will speak to your deepest convictions. It's a book about appalling cruelty and heroic kindness, and it points the way to a better world. And Dr. Jane Goodall said, filled with hope, this book is written for all who strive for a more compassionate world. I highly recommend it. And people can go to farmsanctuary.org, or you can visit genebauer.org, GENEBAUR.org. And we're coming up on a break here, and I would like people to know about your book signing coming up March 24th in San Francisco, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Book Passage, and also coming up in the Seattle area, stations podcasting the show up there, in Seattle, book signing at Third Place Books. That's on March 26th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And also at the Jivamukti Yoga Center, New York City, on April 11th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., 841 Broadway, and in Coral Gables, April 19th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Books and Books. And, Gene, we're just about out of time. We just have a few seconds. I want to thank you for being with us today, and we'll see you at the book signings.
Wonderful. Sounds great, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Gene Bauer on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Why does Canada let the baby seals be killed? Shame on you, Canada.
And welcome back to Go Vegan with Bob Linden for the past 6 months on the Air America Radio Network. Now we're the Green Radio Network, but we're still on Air America affiliated stations, progressive talk stations around the country. And you know this is a bribocracy, and we do have to pay the stations for airtime. So I need your support. You can make a tax-deductible donation. You can make it payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco, California, 94147, or donate online at goveganradio.com. Goveganradio.com. Please don't leave it up to the other guy. He's lazy. He's having a burger, and he's passing out. So it's up to you. You have to do it, you know. And why does NPR beg incessantly, or Pacifica? They beg incessantly. I was listening to NPR a few days ago. All they cared about was, oh, the price of eggs is going up. As if we cared about that. We want, yeah, fine with me, you know, make them totally unaffordable as we attempt to get rid of eggs, get them out of our diet, get rid of meat, get rid of animal products. And this is the time of year to do it, around the first day of spring. Launched in 1985 was the Great American Meat Out. It's become the world's largest annual diet education campaign, and happens around March 20th, the first day of spring every year, when caring citizens all around the country and the world create community events and publicize the benefits of going vegan. I suggest you go to the website. You can go to meatout.org, meatout.org, or call 800-MEAT-OUT and get involved yourself and perhaps put an event together. And there's you can check out the online events directory and see what's going on in your community, and it's wonderful to do. So please do it for just a day. Give up meat for a day, preferably the rest of your life, as Paul McCartney has done. There's a release from AFP in London. It says pop legend Paul McCartney turned vegetarian after going on a fishing trip. He reveals in a new celebrity campaign for an animal rights group launched this past Wednesday. It says the former Beatle, 65, poses next to the words, quote, "I am Paul McCartney and I am a vegetarian," in the advert for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for PETA. And it says, quote, "Many years ago I was fishing, and as I was reeling in the poor fish, I realized I'm killing him, all for the passing pleasure it brings me," he said. Continuing the quote, "Something inside me clicked. I realized as I watched him fight for breath, that his life was as important to him as mine is to me," end quote. Sir Paul, who is pictured wearing a T-shirt with the words "Eat No" over a picture of a cow, said he believed that if the world rejected meat, it would be an end to famine. Also, Oscar-winning actor Forrest Whitaker and former Baywatch star Pamela Anderson and Hollywood actress Alicia Silverstone are among other celebrities posing for the vegetarianism campaign. And, gosh, if he were alive today, I suppose Jesus himself would be part of that campaign. Yet next week, there's the need for a protest next Saturday at that, what's the name of that place again? It's a bee vomit-covered pig carcass. Honey-baked ham. Yeah. Protest next Saturday. It's March 22nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the day before Easter. It's the biggest sales day of pig cadavers. Oddly enough, a food that Jesus would not approve. Certainly not kosher, and no meat is kosher if you go by the Bible, Genesis 1, verse 29, huh? So the protest is next Saturday, March 22nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2635 Wilshire. That's one block east of 26th in Santa Monica. Best wishes go out to Captain Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. He's a bit bruised, but in good shape after his bulletproof vest protected him from a sniper attack. Captain Watson is okay after after he was harassing the Japanese whaling fleet. And we're happy that Paul Watson's okay. Canada says 275,000 seals can be killed this year. Gosh, how humans must just seem like Nazis to animals, huh? As this is a Reuters report, it says hunters will be allowed to kill 275,000 young harp seals on the ice floes off eastern Canada this year. The government said on Monday, the government apparently playing God. That's a number that animal rights activists said was totally unsustainable. The quota is slightly more than last year's 270,000 when ice conditions were poor, but considerably below the 335,000 set in 2006. Phil Jenkins, a spokesperson for the Fisheries and Oceans Department, dismissed suggestions that the harp seal herd was in danger of shrinking. So this is state-sponsored terrorism. He said The seal herd is healthy and abundant right now at about 5.5 million animals. We want to see it continue to be healthy. And so over the years, we have brought back the total allowable catch. We want them to be so healthy, we'll kill 275,000 of them. The animals are either shot or clubbed to death in a hunt, a massacre that takes place in March and April, and then the furs are turned into clothes. And there seems to be a growing market for seal oil, supposedly rich in omega-3 fatty acids. How absurd that seems to be, huh? Well, you know, it's for some reason, I don't know why that would be, but it seems like there's an image problem that Canada's having. And then there's this article that says, Canada says seals to be killed more humanely. The government being heavily criticized for allowing hunters to shoot and club to death hundreds of thousands of seals each year. It says it's imposing new rules to ensure the animals are killed more humanely. So I guess now by decree from the government of Canada, the baby seals will be called cage-free eggs. That's what we'll call them now, okay? Let's not call them baby seals anymore. They're cage-free eggs. And let's see, this disastrous seal massacre, you know, where they're going to kill almost 300,000 of them. Let's call that an Easter egg hunt, a cage-free Easter egg hunt, okay? Maybe will that seem a little more humane for all of this baby killing? Well, actually, here's what's humane. It says, from now on, hunters will have to follow a three-step process recommended by an independent panel of veterinarians. I thought veterinarians got into the profession to care for animals, sick animals, huh? But, okay, after clubbing or shooting the seal, a hunter must check his eyes to ensure he's dead, and if not, the animal's main arteries have to be cut. Ooh, that sounds a lot more humane, huh? So that's the three-step process right there. Shooting, clubbing, slashing. That's the more humane way. So from now on, baby seals in Canada are to be called cage-free eggs, okay? And the demand seems to be going down in Europe. We would like to encourage that. Fur is becoming out of fashion in Europe. That's a good thing. And Kent Trago, a seal hunter in San Diego. Sorry, you can't go to Canada for community service. You can't go up there and start clubbing seals and shooting them for community service. Kent Trago is the one who is guilty. He's arrested for making death threats. He's always been harassing the seals in La Jolla. This comes out of a September 2007 incident where divers in Trago flushed 18 seals, and two divers were sighted, and Trago sent a death threat via email. His email identity, death2sealwatch@yahoo.com. Anyway, so the FBI finally giving attention donation to a worthwhile cause gets Kent Trago. He was threatening a federal witness. That gets up to 10 years and a $250,000 fine. Also, two counts of transmitting threats in interstate commerce. And again, sorry, Kent, doesn't qualify you for community service. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Okay, please support this radio show with a tax-deductible donation. Donate online at goveganradio.com.
Vegans are number one at number two. Meat makes you constipated.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Farm Sanctuary celebrates the release of the new book from its co-founder and president, Gene Bauer. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Simon & Schuster. Alicia Silverstone says, quote, "Some of the stories Gene Bauer tells will break your heart and others will speak to your deepest convictions. It's a book about appalling cruelty and heroic kindness, and it paves the way to a better world." Dr. Jane Goodall said, "Filled with hope, this book is written for all who strive for a more compassionate world. I highly recommend it." Join Gene Bauer on his book signing tour March 24th in San Francisco at Book Passage at the San Francisco Ferry Building Store, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also in New York City on April 11th at the Jivamukti Yoga Center, 841 Broadway, that's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And April 19th at Books and Books in Coral Gables, Florida, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Visit farmsanctuary.org for other cities and dates. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Gene Bauer. Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic, vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from Farm Fresh to You, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The website is goveganradio.com. If the word vegan is new to you, V-E-G-A-N, no animal ingredients in our diet, in our clothing. We try to avoid animal exploitation wherever we can. A free weight control clinic is happening if you are in the San Francisco Bay Area. That would be tomorrow if you're listening on Green 960, Saturdays at 1 p.m. when the program airs. That's tomorrow, San Francisco Vegetarian Society co-sponsored with Wellness Central. And you can call 707-774-1904 for information, reservation, location, tomorrow at 2 p.m. And then coming up next Saturday, which is March 22nd, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the annual Meat Out Luncheon Celebration, Eating Green, Healthy for the Environment and Healthy for You, with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society at the First Unitarian Universalist Center, 1187 Franklin Street and Geary in San Francisco. That's next Saturday at noon. Special guest appearance, Dr. Elliot Katz, founder and president of In Defense of Animals. Well, around the San Francisco Bay Area, we are going to get sprayed unless we do something about it. It has started already. There's a website I recommend called stopthespray.org. Stopthespray.org. This story being covered just days ago by the Mercury News. Moth spray protesters descend on Sacramento. One woman there, 58-year-old Oakland resident, who's outraged and heartbroken at the same time. She was among 100 protesters who rallied outside the state capitol. It says a growing coalition of Bay Area lawmakers, local leaders, and residents are seeking a delay of up to 3 years while scientists study whether an aerial attack on the apple moth from New Zealand would endanger residents' health. Federal and state officials, including Governor Schwarzenegger, support the spraying of a synthetic pheromone that disrupts the moth's mating cycle. And if you go to that website that I mentioned, stopthespray.org, it also talks about a political donor who apparently is involved with the production of some of that spray, and he donated to Schwarzenegger. And now you have a reversal of the opinion of CCOF, the California Certified Organic Farmers, with a press release from March 10th of 2008. CCOF modifies stance on light brown apple moth treatment. Santa Cruz CCOF, one of the oldest and largest organic organizations in North America, announced a modified stance on the aerial spraying program for the light brown apple moth. The new policy revokes its approval of aerial application for the pheromones. Am I saying that right? Pheromones? In lieu of a diversified group of land-based management approaches. So we are going to get sprayed unless we do something about it. So please do something about it. Scheduled to happen around the Bay Area, East Bay, San Francisco proper, Marin. It started in Santa Cruz, and residents are complaining about symptoms occurring there. So please get involved. Check out that website. In fact, go to the website because there are some important comment periods coming to an end, I believe even this week. Scientists are blasting a plan. This coming from News 24, South Africa. Scientists are blasting a plan to kill thousands of elephants in the Kruger National Park. Instead, they recommend contraception to reduce elephant numbers. But, you know, humans always want the solution to be killing, and then they can't even call it killing. Then they call it culling, or they call it harvesting, huh? As in the case of the baby seals about to be harvested. Oh, but they're going to be killed in a more humane way. So, and I forgot, they're not called baby seals anymore. They're called cage-free eggs. Help stop the Discovery Science Center from presenting circus-style elephant stunt. Right to the Santa Ana mayor today. So on March 18th, the Discovery Science Center in Santa Ana, California, will present bubble artist Fan Yang, who will attempt to set a record by enclosing an Asian elephant inside a giant soapy bubble. Where do people get these strange ideas, huh? It's very bizarre. Almost like Who was the first person to think of eating an animal as food, huh? Well, let's put an elephant in a bubble, huh? So this is alarming that a science center would defend the use of a critically endangered species in a circus-style sideshow. Totally ridiculous, huh? The center claims it's enrichment for the elephant. Yes, in the wild, elephants are always looking for personal bubbles, apparently. Anyway, this is the same elephant, Tai, who was used in a controversial art show in L.A. last year when she was full body painted to match a wallpaper background, and she's rented out by Have Trunk Will Travel, a business whose actions speak louder than words here, huh? So little too much junk in the trunk there. Anyway, contact Mayor Miguel Pulido, 20 Civic Center Plaza, P.O. Box 1988, Santa Ana, California, 92701. The phone number, 714-647-6900. 714-647-6900. The mayor's fax, 714-647-6954. Legislation in Pennsylvania is about to be considered. Legislation introduced in both the Pennsylvania House and Senate, HB 2130 and SB 1150, would ban killing animals launched from box traps or tied in place. This animal cruelty bill would effectively halt pigeon shoots in Pennsylvania and would prohibit events like the recent live turkey shoot. And So voters still need to be contacted at the last minute. There's a phone number if you're interested in helping. You can call 301-721-6407, 301-721-6407. You can also go to peopleforpigeons.com, peopleforpigeons.com. And we have a number of groups who are suing on behalf of polar bears. Three conservation groups are suing the Department of the Interior for missing a deadline on a decision to list polar bears as threatened because of the loss of Arctic sea ice. And a decision was supposed to happen on January 9th, which was a year after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's proposed listing the animals as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, and still no decision. Polar bears are depending upon, they depend on sea ice for hunting for food and denning and giving birth, and conservation groups now claim the loss of sea ice due to global warming is accelerating. And as you know, global warming is caused by meat eating and dairy consumption, mainly, more than all transportation. You reduce carbon emissions more by going vegan than by driving a Prius. And if you've listened to the show in the past, you know that critical greenhouse gases include methane, which is over 20 times more critical in the greenhouse gas equation, and nitrous oxide, over 200 times more potent than carbon. So, please, go vegan, save the environment, save the polar bears. Go to the website, goveganradio.com. I need you to make a tax-deductible donation to support this radio program. It costs $4,500 every week, so I really need your support. A tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com, or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from veganessentials.com. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
And I'd like to thank my guest, Gene Bauer of Farm Sanctuary, for being on today's program. If you missed the interview, it's archived at goveganradio.com. We have about 180 programs there for you. And this past weekend, I've been around the Anaheim Convention Center and checking out all the great new products at the Natural Products Expo. And it's great to say hi to the folks at Follow Your Heart who've come out with their Follow Your Heart cream cheese alternative and sour cream alternative, and John and Carol of Sunshine Burger coming out here from upstate New York. And good again to see Carol and Ken from Lotus Foods and the great rice varieties that they bring to us. And you can advertise too. The rates are affordable, and it certainly would help the program. You can email me, Bob at gov.